Welcome to the first episode of my weekly podcast, Soul Ventures. This is episode one, Introduction to the Universal Language of the Soul. Do you ever get that feeling that you've been dropped on this planet? That you've just landed here and nothing makes sense anymore, as though you're in a foreign country and you don't even speak the language? I know that feeling very well, because that was me several years ago. I understand what it's like to feel completely lost, as though you're the only person speaking the language around you. If you're in a place where you think that there must be something more to life than just existing, trudging along, then you are absolutely right. There is. And I'm here to take your hand and lift you up. I'd like you to think of this podcast as a kind of travel guide for the soul. If you're listening to this, then we have already connected and you're in the right place. There is a language that you already know how to speak, but you might have forgotten. When you understand this language better, you will have access to a wealth of information that will make your journey here on Earth much more enjoyable. I'm Jenny Wilson, Travel Guide for the Soul, and I invite you to join me on an expedition to discover what your soul is yearning to tell you. And the best part? You can explore all this without leaving the comfort of your favourite chair. Once you start exploring with me, you will reconnect with the true essence of you, that what makes you, you, and you'll realise that you already know this language. You're connected to everything that is, and that we're all on this journey together. So let's enjoy the ride. Are you ready? Part 1. Getting to know you. For several years now, I've been an English language tutor, helping people to learn English. And one of the first things I teach them is the verb to be. I am, you are, he is, she is, and so on. This is because it's fundamental to constructing basic sentences and expressing who you are. But the language I'm most familiar with, as are you, is the universal language of the soul. Now, you might be thinking, hold on a minute, Jenny. What are you talking about? I've never heard about the universal language of the soul, never mind being familiar with it. Well, let's try a little experiment right now. Place your hand or fingers on your body somewhere as if you were pointing to the part of you that you identify most with, the you-ness of you, and complete the following sentence with your name. I am, for example, I am Jenny Wilson. I'm willing to bet that 9 out of 10 of you will have pointed to your heart. Your heart is the house of your soul. Not just your physical heart, but the space all around your heart. The you-ness of you, that which is your essence, is your soul. And your soul resides in your heart. The truth of the matter is that you are so much more than a human being. You are a spiritual being, residing for a while in a human body. You are a spiritual being here on Earth to explore being human. Let's go back to the idea of your soul residing in your heart for a moment. If you think of the flame of a candle, where do you define the beginning and ending of the flame? Do you define it as the visible bit that burns, the golden yellowy bit? Or do you define it by the light that it gives out? It's the same with your heart and the soul within. I think that your heart space is the candle flame, and the soul within it is the light that shines out. And I think this is what people say when they talk about their inner light, or the light within, or how somebody can light up a room. The light within you is not contained by your body. It spreads out into the universe of which you are a part. Your human body is not what makes you you. You can get a new nose or any number of surgical adjustments and tweaks to add or remove bits of your body, but your essence remains. If you take away your arms, you're still you. If you lose your legs, the you-ness of you does not diminish. For as long as your heart beats, your soul resides in your heart, and it is your beautiful soul that shines out into the universe like a lighthouse. Part 2, the science bit. The good news is that you already know this universal language of the soul. You have infinite resources of inner wisdom available to you at any time. And once you start tapping into them and tuning in, everything is much easier. Imagine an old-fashioned radio. Do you remember them? The ones you had to turn the dial in order to tune in and pick up a radio station? Well, once you had the right frequency, you were able to listen to that particular station. If the frequency was out even a tiny bit, you could hear interference or disruption, and the signal wasn't clear. Sound is a form of energy, as is light, as is a banana, a butterfly, or a colour, anything you can think of. Energy is all there is. Every single thing in this beautiful universe of ours is vibrating at particular frequencies. We are vibrating at particular frequencies. Have you ever been in a new place and felt immediately at ease and completely comfortable? Or perhaps you felt as though you were in the wrong place, as though you didn't belong there. Perhaps you've met somebody, a total stranger, and immediately the two of you just clicked and started chatting away as though you'd always known each other. We are constantly responding to the energy all around us. We are constantly responding to other people's frequencies. Sometimes you click, and sometimes you're just not on the same wavelength as the other person. And that's okay. Part 3. Let's connect. We are all connected to each other. And just like the spider's web vibrates when the spider walks across one part of the web, the vibrations echo around the whole web, however tiny the footsteps. We are all connected. It takes a very brave soul to navigate their way through planet Earth. There will be detours and stormy waters along the way. And at times, it feels as though you are completely lost at sea. We've all had those days when nothing has seemed to go right and everything has felt, well, pretty grim. If you ever need something to anchor you, Something to just remind you that even in the middle of what seems to be the stormiest sea, I have an anchor for you. This anchor will reconnect and realign you and remind you that your body always knows how to come back into balance. So just for a few minutes, let me take you on a little journey. Here's something you can do right now to feel connected to the earth. Although, please don't try this if you're driving. Stand with your feet on the floor. Don't lock your knees, just relax. Now imagine that from the soles of your feet, you have strong roots reaching down into the ground, deep through the earth, deeper still through the rocks and the lava, and reaching all the way into the core of the earth. These roots wrap around the core, anchoring you to the center of the earth. Now, as you stand, gently and with awareness, allow yourself to slowly sway in any direction. Imagine you are a tree blowing in the wind, or a bamboo blowing in a gentle breeze. Notice how your body always knows how to right itself. If you lean slightly too far in one direction, your amazing body brings you back to balance, back into alignment. The ground beneath your feet has formed over billions and billions of years and is now holding you and supporting you and rising up to meet every step you take along the way. It spreads around you and in all directions, and every single one of them will lead you to where you want to go. It's just that some routes might take a little longer than others. That's the beauty of living on this amazing round planet. I hope this helps you tap into your inner wisdom and remind you that your body knows how to realign yourself. Your soul knows it has everything within you it needs. And if you really listen, so do you. When we realize that we already have everything inside of us to help us understand the universal language of the soul, everything is easier. We're no longer flapping around, shouting loudly in order to make ourselves understood. The language of the soul sometimes whispers. So there we have it. The key points from today's episode are: 1. You are so much more than a human being. You are a spiritual being, connected to all that is, having a human journey. 2. Your body knows how to come back into balance if you allow it. And 3. You have so much inner wisdom available to you to help you understand the universal of the soul, and I am here to help you remember it. My intention over the course of these episodes is to get you back on track so that you can enjoy the rest of your journey here on Earth. One of the most beautiful lines from the 13th century poet Rumi is, "You are not a drop in an ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. You have access to the entire universe within you. You already know vast amounts. You might have forgotten, but deep, deep down, Everything is available to you. If life is a journey, then we might as well travel well, don't you think? In the next episode, I'll be talking about finding your true north through the language of colour. If you enjoyed this episode, you're very welcome to subscribe to my podcast. If you know somebody else who might be interested in it, feel free to share it with them. To find out more, visit my website at www.iamjennywilson.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at @IamJennyWilson. Let's reconnect next time and explore more of the universal language and soul. In the meantime, keep expanding and enjoy the journey.